And our next guest is as big as they get. What is he, 6'6 and 350, a man Mountain Dean he is from the University of Florida, selected in the fourth round by the Oakland Raiders. David Sharp with us here on SiriusXM NFL Radio. David, it's Zig Fercassi and Alex Marvez. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
David, great to hear your voice. Go Gators. I'm a huge Gator fan, have been for more than 25 years, and I know what a great job you did at the university, and I think you're going to thrive at the next level. Tell us a little bit about your introduction to the NFL. What is a rookie minicamp like and an off-season program like with the Oakland Raiders? How much you get done on the field and off?
Man, it was crazy. Just coming in, you know, being coached and meeting all these new faces, guys, and being able to compete against some of the best. It was a great experience. Rookie minicamp went really good. Definitely got into the playbook, you know, learned some great things, you know, and Coach Tice is a great coach, and definitely looking to improve and move forward with him.
Even though it's basically you're just in shorts and all that and you're learning the playbook, is it still in some ways, David, from the on the field faster than it is college, and then obviously trying to learn the playbook a little more complex than it was at Florida?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Playbook is much tougher, you know, and just going in helmets and shorts, you still got to go like you're in pads. So, man, it's definitely a faster tempo, and learning the playbook, you know, is a little difficult, but it's definitely coming, you know, and it'll be easy, you know, moving forward to training camp.
David, you were a great left tackle at the University of Florida. Is that where they have you playing exclusively, or are they trying to coach you up a little bit of right tackle as well right now?
Right now I'm playing right tackle. That's where they want me, and that's where I have a great chance to play at this upcoming season.
And, of course, you got a situation there with the Oakland Raiders, a team that was a playoff team last year, and obviously the needle's starting to point up. So you had to be thinking when you were drafted by Oakland, hey, I'm going to a playoff-caliber team here.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Coming into a team that just wants to win. So they're definitely looking for guys that want to help the team win, you know, right now. So, you know, just Marshawn signing and all those guys, they want to win. You know, he came back for a reason, so they want to win right now. So,
well, David, since you're making that transition to right tackle, how different is it? What's the biggest challenge? Footwork, terminology? Tell us a little bit about it, because you were at left tackle for so long with the Gators.
It's a little different, you know, just switching legs, man, footwork, everything. Just remembering that you're on the right side now. You know, I was on the left side for so long, but, you know, just remembering you're on the right side and a little bit of technique and footwork, you know, those first steps coming off the ball, things like that. It's a little different, but it's coming up.
David Sharp with us, rookie right tackle, I should say, of the Oakland Raiders after a standout career at Florida. David, of course, you know, the draft comes around and all that, and then there's the stories about your eye, that you were blind, which is not true, as you said. Clarify that for us. I guess from the standpoint of how is your eye situation, and when you heard about, you know, reports about this, did it make you angry? Did it make you sad? Did you want to beat somebody up or what?
No, man. It was just a little false info, man. I just thought, like, I mean, why would you say something like that? I mean, you don't have the definite info, but, you know, it really didn't get to me like that. I just wanted to tell everybody and clarify to everyone that, you know, it was false. So, I mean, I'm over it now.
David, these past 2 years, the quarterback position for our Gators has been such that they even tried to recruit me to come back because things are so – I mean, it was rough, man. We had so many different guys going in and out of the lineup. What type of challenge did that present to you and your teammates these past couple years, and how did you get better in 2016, even with Luke Del Rio and Austin Appleby going in and out of the lineup?
Yeah, man, the quarterback thing was a tough situation, but – you know, we, as an O-line, you know, we just brought it together and said that we would block for anybody who was back there, you know, and treat everybody the same. But as Del Rio and, you know, we got a little more depth, that quarterback came, you know, we were a little more confident as the O-line to block, you know. So it helped. But they have some firepower this year, definitely, with Felipe and Kyle and all those guys. So, well, I think they'll have a
Yeah, I mean, I imagine Alex just mentioned Luke Del Rio, of course, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Jack Del Rio. So I'm sure Luke gave you some intel about your next coach, right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, man. On draft day, he hit me up and told me his dad called and asked about me. So, you know, it was a little hint.
No, which is awesome to have that type of thing and that type of connection with your teammate. And, of course, he gave an encouraging report to Jack Del Rio, Luke did, about you yourself. You went against some of the very best pass-rushing defensive ends in college football during your time with the Gators. Give me two or three guys who earned David Sharp's respect.
I give it to Charles Harris from Missouri. You know, he's a great guy, great athlete, good combination of moves. Definitely earned my respect. Derek Barnett from Tennessee, you know, he was a great great jump off the ball, great athlete too. And Tim Williams from Alabama, he was pretty quick too.
I just want to circle back here, and we're chatting with David Sharp, rookie tackle of the Oakland Raiders. Just curious what Luke did tell you about his father, Jack Del Rio, because he was a great player in college himself and a guy that, you know, obviously knows players and all that. Did Luke say, for example, that his dad was good with the, you know, being a player's coach and all that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We talked about it all the time, man. Because he used to coach, you know, in Jacksonville. And Luke is from Jacksonville. So, you know, we talked about him all the time. He just told me that he's definitely great with the players, great coach, laid-back guy, but he coaches hard also. So, you know, it's a great situation to come into.
David, tell me, who are some of the veterans that you've spoken to on this Raiders team that have helped try to make your transition into the NFL a smooth one?
I talked to Donald Penn, you know, definitely try to get under him and try to learn from him. He was teaching me some things. Definitely Coach Ty, KO, the left guard.
Yeah, Kalichi Asemele, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Also, man, those two guys I've really been trying to, you know, look after and learn from as we move forward.
So what happens now between the time, you know, you had your OTAs and then before training camp, what's your mindset as far as, I guess, what, staying in shape, learning more of the playbook? Take us through that process.
Definitely in my playbook, man. You know, I definitely got to learn the playbook before training camp comes so I can just, you know, move fast and physical. But, you know, we start OTAs tomorrow. So definitely, you know, looking to get some great work in, you know, for the next 3 weeks and then going to mini camp and when we get that month off, stay in shape, stay in the playbook, and come back ready for camp.
David, one last question for me, because I hope you have a long and prosperous NFL career, and along the way, I hope you start getting ready for life after football as well. What are some of the things that you've learned so far in this transition process that have helped you out that you think, wow, I didn't know this as a rookie. These are some of the things that I got to get used to is, well, now you're getting paid, and now you're a professional.
Yeah, man, definitely the pay part. You know, we getting paid to play a game we love. It's crazy, you know. definitely saving money, and you know, just, you know, growing up and being a pro, man. Just, you know, nobody's babying you anymore. You do everything on your own now. It's up to you to actually, you know, get in your playbook and learn whatever you need to learn to help you become better. So.
Hey, David, this has been a blast chatting with you. We wish you nothing but success in the National Football League. Thanks for the time today, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me, man.